Welcome to the longest running real estate talk show in the North Bay, the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman. The Kelly Norman team. Mike and Allison are here every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike and Allison. Now, the Kelly Norman team. Mike Kelly and Allison Norman on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
Good morning, Sonoma County. Mike Kelly, it is the Real Estate Hour. And like the man says, we've been doing this for over 20 years on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, KSRO, 1350 AM, 103.5 FM. And you can always go to ksro.com and hear us there. And if Allison was here, you could see us on Facebook. But since I'm technologically challenged in that regard, she's got the, I don't know how to hook it up to the, I can hook it everything else up except for the Facebook. So, well, what are you looking at?
I'm wondering what is everything else?
Well, everything else is the camera and the lens and, you know, the tripod and the microphone, the mics, all that stuff, you know, but I just can't finally pushed the button to put it on Facebook Live, Pasquini.
I think that's a big part, right?
Yes, that is. That is that $1 million salary, you know. And what do you get paid for? I press the button, man. You know, I make the thing run, you know. Anyway, so good morning, one and all. And then, like I said, Allison is not here. She is in Lost Wages. She's in Vegas. And going to our what we call our family reunion, which is actually our convention for Keller Williams. We call it family reunion because we're one big family there at KW. Our colors are red. And I'm sure the whole strip is like colored in red right now. But so she'll be there for, I think, 5 or 6 days. So pretty extensive training. Hopefully she'll learn something. But just joking. Anyway, so a couple of things today. Open house I'm going to have. And the PD has me in the wrong section. They have me in the northeast area, and it's actually in the southeast. So the property is over at 1738 St. Anthony Drive, and that's off of Cooper Lane. If you just go Bennett Valley to make a right on Cooper or a left on Cooper, wherever you're coming from, follow Cooper on up to my signs. I'm about four blocks up there. Really nice little house built in 2007, a single level, which everybody wants nowadays. Matter of fact, single levels, folks, if you're thinking about selling your house, single levels will draw more than a two-story. I'm convinced of it. It's just that because everybody, you know, wants a single-level home for a lot of different reasons, but especially those that are, you know, we aging baby boomers, it's good to have a home that is single level, that you can age in place, you know, so that's going to is one of the highlights of this property, single level. A good-sized lot, about 6,800 square foot lot, which is pretty close to not quite a quarter of an acre. An acre is 43,560 square feet. Just in case you want to write that down. But the lot now is about 6,800 square feet. So way under a quarter of an acre, but very nice. And like I said, all level, all single, all level living. You can walk right out. There's like not even a step. It's basically like maybe just a little tiny little step. So I'll be there between 1 and 4 today. The house is about just under 1,600 square feet. Brand new carpeting, new interior paint. We've gone through the property pretty extensively, landscaping, and so it's going to look really, really pretty for you. And it's been in kind of a coming soon status because it is a sale for a trustee. And sometimes we just have to go through the court process and this type of thing. It's always interesting with going through the court process. This is because you get, you know, so many different opinions from the judges. And that's the scary part, you know, where the judge will rule one time and say, go ahead and, you know, evict the person that is in the unit, and you do that, and then they come back and then you say, I need to sell it now to make money. They say, why are you selling it? So you kind of get some missed messages at the court. But so this is kind of under a court order to sell the property. So, but it is not subject to court approval. So anyway, so come by see me today. I'll be there 1 to 4 o'clock. And like I said, it's just off Bennett Valley Road. Just come on up, either right past the fairgrounds there. You can come down from Bennett Valley Road from, say, Farmer's Lane. And it's really, really pretty back there. And, you know, I'll tell you one thing. The good thing about this property, Joe, is that you'll have one heck of a show for the fireworks. The fireworks display at the fairgrounds.
I live pretty close, so it depends if it's foggy or not.
Well, yeah, even if it's foggy, I mean, this is not like I'm saying it's right on the fairgrounds, but it's right on Cooper Lane there, so you get quite a good view.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, so this is very kind of cool. So I'll be there, like I said, at 1 to 4 o'clock. Price is $519,000, excuse me, forgot that, $519,000. Right now, there's kind of a scarcity of homes on the market, as we've discussed before. But let me tell you how you can get a hold of us. You can give us a call at 636-1350. 636-1350. That is our live hotline. So give us a call if you want to chat about anything on your mind. You know, this is so funny, Joe. It's been so wet, so rainy. And, you know, I've been talking to a lot of engineers and septic guys and just, you know, customers and even friends of mine who say their septic systems are just, you know, they're just maxed. one of my friends, he went and pumped his tank as fast as they could pump it out. The water is rushing in from the leach line side of the system. That's the functioning side of the system. You should have water running out of your leach lines, guys, into the septic system. That's called a failed system. So he's got a big problem with that. But we've been hearing a lot of these, you know, home inspection reports, a lot of pest report folks. They go to her, they open, you know, the crawl space to get to the house. They look down and they see their reflection. And they go, oops, I don't have any scuba diving gear, so I can't do that in home inspection. So it's just muddy out there. It's really, really, really wet. The ground's soaked. So if you're doing home inspections, if you're doing pest reports, if you are actually considering doing septic reports, just beware that you could run into that issue. That may necessarily not mean that the system is not functioning. It's just that we've had so much rain. I mean, what are the reservoirs now? 177% of, yeah, just way up there. Then I read that the Orville Dam, you know, they had that break in one of the overspills. And then so they had this emergency one, and it just goes down the side of the hill. That's all it does. There's no concrete or nothing. It's just like, okay, let's deforest everything, you know, and it's just, it's pretty bad. It's hideous. Then that water's got to go somewhere, guys, and it goes down there, and it goes into the Sacramento, and it's all muddy and ugly and all that kind of stuff, and not good for the little fishies.
We're living for the drought again.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, yeah. But, well, something in between. Yeah.
Yeah, I think some balance would be nice. So you can always give me a call if you wish to talk about real estate after the show. My number is 707-322-8503, 322-8503. And we have nodumbquestion@gmail.com, which is very cool, nodumbquestion@gmail.com. We start a lot of conversations with a lot of folks who are just kind of getting an idea of maybe, you know, well, we're thinking about selling our house, or geez, you know, we've just done this and we want to maybe buy something, or we're being evicted from our, you know, property and we need to find a house. So a lot of people sometimes make decisions based on, you know, the pressures of the moment. And a lot of that has to do with death in the family. You have an estate property where sometimes people are now thrust into the middle of this familial thing where they are now the trustee. And the worst thing you can do, in my opinion, folks, is make your oldest kid, the trustee of your estate. Just don't do it to him, because he's going to be immediately hated by all the sisters and brothers. Siblings. Thank you. Siblings. We knew it was an S there, Joe. So just be aware of that. So you may want to consider using a professional fiduciary, and we do represent quite a few of those folks, and they're really hardworking, sharp, ethical folks, okay? And it's amazing what they do every day You know, they put up with a lot of abuse, but they also run the lives of many people. They're the ones that are deciding, you know, if they, you know, get money for spending, you know, if they're eating properly, are they getting the right medication, are they going to see the doctor, all these kind of things. So if you're in a situation where perhaps your parents are getting to the point where they maybe don't have a trust, get a trust, number one. And we recommend Jan O'Neill here, who's a great gal who can get you set up with that. Roy Johnston, we also recommend. Get your trust set up, and then you're going to have the big question is who's going to be the trustee of the estate? Don't make it your eldest kid, really, seriously. Try to find somebody else, maybe a neighbor, a wise neighbor, you know, somebody who's been in business and has a, you know, high ethics, or a professional fiduciary. So let's take a break and come back and chat more with the Real Estate Hour. And we'll come back and we're going to have a big shark alert, because this time, you know, and I heard Robert Shiller, who's a Nobel Prize winning economist, he says he's a behavioral economist. So he kind of does things by the seat of his pants. But he's talking about this market maybe going on for another 2 or 3 years. And I think when you have that, you have inherently evil people who know that you want to invest that money you just got them at Becky, and they're willing to take it off your hands, because none of our clients lose any money, Joe. Matter of fact, they never. They make a ton, and I'm going to show you how they can do that, right? And it may be Aunt Sally's best friend who's referring you with this guy. It's called affinity marketing, affinity scams. So when we come back, we're going to talk more about affinity scams and all sorts of good stuff with the Real Estate Hour. Caller numbers, once again, 636-1350, 636-1350. Right back after these words.
Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour with Steve Garner, Saturday mornings 9 to noon on 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California, 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home and we'll show you 3 quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
If you want to take your career in a new direction or engage more in your current job, listen to Career Conversations Fridays at noon on KSRO, hosted by 2 entrepreneurial women who have done this and more and now want to help you reach your goals. Nicole Smart is the co-owner of Star Staffing, and Sarah Scudder is a sales executive at The Sourcing Group. Brought to you by the Sonoma County Economic Development Board and the Workforce Investment Board, here to help your Sonoma County business. Career Conversations Fridays at noon on KSRO.
Listen each Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to noon for Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Garden Talk is hosted by Steve Garner and Gwen Kilcher, who welcome your gardening questions each week. And Good Food Hour is hosted by Chef John Ash and Steve Garner, with delicious insight into cooking, eating, and enjoying good food. It's Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour, Saturday mornings on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman team. Now, here's more with Mike and Allison on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour with with me. Allison is not here. She is in Lost Wages. The reason I say Lost Wages, Joe, Las Vegas, obviously, right? I was driving back in the 1970s or something like that. I was in my 240Z, and I was just doing about 105 or something like that. And I was going through this one stretch where it's like these big whoop-de-doos. I don't know where it is, where it's at, Barstow or where the heck it is. But I'm just hauling along there, man, and I'm having fun going over these whoop-de-doos, right? And I go up, and I go down, and then I come back up, and I see red, and I go down, I come back, a little blink of red. And so the CHP is like going whoop, whoop, whoop with me. He pulls me over and he goes, "Where are you going to in such a hurry, kid?" I said, I'm going to Las Vegas. And he goes, "You're going to Lost Wages, aren't you?" And he says, "Well, I'll tell you what, you probably need all the money you can get if you're going there. Get out of here, but keep it slow, will you, buddy?" I said, "Okay."
Oh, that's nice.
That was nice. Nice guy. But that was so funny because I would go down. I went down and I go down again. I come back up and I went, whoop. Was that a red light? I go down. Kaboom. It was a red light. There's a CHP. So red light, as far as how many listings are on the market, we only have 471 currently, you know, single-family dwellings on the market, guys. That sucks. That's nothing. Those are active, showable, write an offer on kind of listings. Only 400. And if you look at the median home price, and, you know, that goes up to, the median home price right now is $580. For the month of January. If you look at how many properties are currently on the market, there's only 232 properties under 580. Only 232 for the entire county. And that's kind of skinny. You know, when you look at the areas, it's kind of silly. I mean, Oakmont, there's only five houses in Oakmont that are available. Timber Cove, there's only one house in Timber Cove available for 580. And you look at Santa Rosa, Northwest Area, 18, Northeast Area, 15, Southwest Area, there's only 11 houses under 580. Southeast Santa Rosa, there's 8, and I have one of them. Hillsburg, 3. Only 3, you wonder about affordability. Only 3 houses in Hillsburg under 580. That's what they talked about, the people that live there talking about going to get your underwear someplace else out of the town because it's all been so gentrified. Windsor, 2 properties in Windsor. "Hey, Mike, I want to see houses up to the median home price. Will it take me, what, half the day?" "No, it'll take us about 45 minutes because there's only 2. Russian River, 12. Sebastopol, 5.
So how's the median home price going to go up?
How does it what? Use your microphone. You know how this works.
Yeah, okay. How does the median home price not go up?
It does go up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because basically what happens, and it's probably going to go further up, and that's why we're talking about Kay Schiller, is he thinks it's probably going to go up another 5%, okay, next year, and another 5% after that. He says we're having a Trump effect, which is either good or bad, but
that's like every other price in the world. They go up 5% yeah, each year.
Is everything getting right? Yeah.
The only thing that doesn't is your salary.
But well, it was funny. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, then some wages haven't gone up in over 20 years, so it's kind of sad. But you know, we had our friend Rick Laws, who is the manager over Pacific Union. He came down and gave a talk to us. Rick is the gentleman who always reports in the Press Democrat. Usually, you see Rick Laws vice president, blah, blah, blah. But so he came out and, you know, we were saying, okay, where's the inventory? Where's it coming from? And that's the million-dollar question. And nobody's answering that question for me. I keep every time I run into economists, I go, okay, where's the inventory coming from? Well, you know, I don't know. And that's the big deal. They all talk about, well, the market's going to go up and it's going to do this. They're very bold at predicting how much the market price will go up. But when I ask them, I said, well, what is making that happen? And they go, scarcity of product. I go, right. But where is that inventory going to come from? I don't know. That's the million-dollar question. And we've explored it. I think it's related to the boomers. I think it's a sociological thing. There's just a lot of people are just not moving. And I think that recession, I think people don't realize how tough the recession was on the public. They think that recession, we're done now. Prices are gone up. There's a lot of people who still are suffering, guys, because they just took a major hit. They lost their houses. You know, the psychological, you know, ramifications. There's all sorts of issues. But tell me where the inventory is coming from, and all I hear is like crickets. You know.
Good
so,
radio.
What's that?
Good radio.
Good radio. Crickets. Yeah, yeah. We're supposed to say something. Well, we don't have any. Do we have any cricket sounds? We got to work on that. Work on some cricket sounds. Anyway, but you know, so I was looking at the, you know, the properties that are available. So that up to that median home price, it's pretty, pretty skinny. So, you know, if you're out looking for property, And you tell your realtor that, you know, we want to see houses that have, let's see, nice southern view, and I want this and that and all that kind of stuff. And they're going to say, what's your price range? You're going to go, oh, $550. He says, well, there's only two. And I guarantee you those two probably don't have anything to do with what you're looking for. So you have to kind of rethink what you're doing in the marketplace as far as a purchase is concerned. You may have to go with a property that maybe needs a lot more work than you thought it would. You know, you may have to go with a home of a little more modest because the medium home price is, you know, up to $580 now. And there's not much under that price point. So you're going to have to go over that. Then you get over that, then it's still pretty tough. Remember, guys, there's only 479 active showable listings in the entire county, every price point. 175 of those are over $1 million. So now you're down about less than 300 listings. So you can see how tight it is out there. So don't take it out of your realtor. He's got nothing to do with it. He's kind of out of his control or her control. But all you can really do is get out there and try to find, you know, a property that's going to be coming out in the market. And a lot of agents, unfortunately, you know, think that keeping their property off market and selling it to somebody in their office or, you know, a buyer, you know, who, you know, and the property hasn't really hit the market and hasn't vetted to the marketplace, they think that's very cool and efficient and all that kind of good stuff. And you know me, I totally disagree with that. I think if you're going to sell a product, how do you get as much money as you can for your product? You expose it to as many people as you can. Now, a lot of people may go, well, that's, well, yeah, whatever. Okay, so just be aware of that, you know. And look, it's your house, folks. You can do anything you want to. But as far as we're concerned, we had one couple who said they want to keep it off the market, but they want to have open houses, and they want to do this and do that. And I'm going, well, how is that really going to expose it to the marketplace? Well, we're going to do an open house. They go, well, open houses don't. That's not the end all for you know, marketing your property. You're missing so many different things when you just rely on an open house. All right. There's tons of internet marketing that has to be done. There's agent-to-agent marketing that has to be done, which is probably the smartest way to go. So, but hey, it's your house. You can decide what you want to do. Just that when you do that, we, Keller Williams, have you sign a waiver stating that you've been advised that you have all these different sources available to you. But no, you don't want to put it on the market. You want to keep it off the market and just do open houses, which most realtors go, yeah, good, because I don't have to market. I can save money. You know, we're making the client happy because that's what they want. Of course, you know, a lot of clients don't know what they want or they've heard it from somebody else, and a lot of agents desperate for listings right now, will tell you anything you want to hear so they can get your listing. So, and that's going to bring us back after the news. We're going to have a nice big fat shark alert because, you know, affinity scams are probably the worst you can be taken by. And a lot of it has to do out of your church. It could be out of your peer group. There was a gentleman who was doing, I think, lease scams or hadn't done any leases, and he took some extremely well-to-do, very, very sharp, smart, savvy businessmen, and he took their money and he ran with it. And for them, you know, and it's that whole thing where, okay, he's as successful as I am, therefore he must be doing okay. He's not, you know, BSing me. I almost said the word Joe. But you have to be very careful. And also with your church, because, you know, Aunt Becky may say, you know, at the church to you know, Joe, you should use this person for all your financial planning. You know, look what he's done for me. And maybe they've never checked him out. So we're going to come back and chat about the shark alert. Joe's going to shark it. We got the shark already? Crickets. Hey, that's the wrong one, Joe. But we'll keep that in handy. Okay. We'll take a break and come back with the Real Estate Hour. Give us a call if you want to chat. 636-1350. 636-1350 or nodumbquestion@gmail.com.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Kevin Durant, and this is the home of Golden State Warriors play-by-play. 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
Just this past hour, a thrill and honor for the private space company SpaceX. Its Falcon 9 rocket now set up at Cape Canaveral, Florida, on launch pad 39A, the same location used by the Saturn V rocket that first took people to the moon. Responding to concerns by some about not all foreign nationals arrested by immigration police last week having had criminal records, White House senior policy advisor Stephen Miller on ABC's This Week.
The executive order gives ICE officers the power to prevent crime before it happens by removing people who pose a threat to public safety and a threat to national security.
Opponents of a high-pressure natural gas pipeline plan for Ohio say they're hoping the existence of a threatened species, the long-eared bat, will at least delay the $2 billion project. In a town in Greece this past hour, next to a gas station, a crew's defused a 5-foot-long, 370-pound World War II-era bomb 16 feet down after the biggest peacetime evacuation of the area. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California. 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home, and we'll show you three quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
Tune in to Travel Tuesdays from noon to 12:30 each week and discover where you can take your next bucket list vacation. Travel expert Elise Corey, owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County, puts her nearly 30 years' experience in the travel industry to work for you as she guides you around the globe and across the seas. Listen to her shows when you want to at KSRO.com. Just click on Travel Tuesdays and choose your podcast. That's KSRO.com.
Mostly sunny skies today, high 63, 57 on the coast. Partly cloudy tonight, low 36, 44 on the shores. Few clouds for Monday at 64, 60 degrees in Bodega Bay. Tuesday, a bit cloudy at 65, 62 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Now, here's more with Mike and Allison on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
Welcome back, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, 1350 KSRO. I've been doing this, gosh, when I was at REMAX, that's like 20-something years ago. So I think officially we've said it's 20 years. Whatever. Huh? Long time. And the numbers show it, too. You guys, we have a pretty good listening audience, you know, for this time slot. So we appreciate you folks listening. And if you got any questions, you can always give us a call on the station right now, 636-1350. 636-1350. Always after the show, you can always give me a call, 322-8503, 322-8503, Mike Kelly. And then no dumb question at gmail.com because real estate, Joe, there are no. We were just talking about baseball. We got spring training this week. I mean, there's catchers and pitchers report, man. Yeah, I'm ready.
We're just slipping into the future.
You got it. I'm just ready for spring training and nice weather again.
I'm ready for the real stuff.
The real stuff.
I don't think spring training and weather is really going to go hand in hand, except they're in Arizona.
Oh, they're in Arizona. So,
yeah.
I just want to hear John Miller on the air. I want to hear Marty Lurie again. Marty was talking yesterday.
Last night. Yeah, he was on last night.
But here we go. We started again. Yeah. Let's see what happens.
Giant fans want an odd thing.
What's that?
An odd thing.
That's right. You know, we picked up some good players this year, so I think we're going to look good. We didn't lose by that much last year. Yeah.
I don't even want to bring that up.
All right.
Still looking forward to game five. Still waiting for game five.
Okay, getting back to real estate. So we have a shark alert, Joe.
You ready?
I'm ready, man. I'm ready. Oop, what the heck's that? Oh, there he goes. So, you know, we always play shark alerts because, not always, we play them when we feel it's necessary. Yeah, 2 weeks in a row. And I think just the way the market is right now, because of the scarcity of product, you know, the home prices are going up, guys, not necessarily because, you know, the market is worth that. It's just that we don't have any product to sell. So those homes that are on the market are usually getting bid up, and they're increasing that medium home price. Now, the medium simply means, you know, where the action is halfway in the marketplace. So if I say the medium today is 580, that means half the properties on the market are under 580 and half are above 580. All right? All right, so it's just the medium. It's not the average, though, because the average can be skewed like crazy. If you sell $1 million property at an average, what's that going to do? It's going to raise the average up, right? So the medium keeps it a little more honest. You get it?
I get that part, the average, but the medium that you're still saying is 580.
Yeah.
You said that's where the action is, but in the last segment you said there's only three houses in.
I didn't say it was a lot of action. I said that's where the action is.
So there isn't
much action. The medium
there isn't
simply
much action over 580 either, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, yeah, the medium just tells you like the halfway point in the marketplace. So you could have like five houses under 580, five above 580. Still 580 is the medium, okay? But hopefully we want to get a lot more than that. If we had a lot more houses, that medium would probably be down because you'd have a lot more to choose from and you wouldn't have people running around bidding them up and all this kind of stuff. So we lost the shark alert. I'm talking away about you asking questions and stuff like that. Anyway, so I just like to hear this. That's the scary part. Okay, this has to do, I don't know if you guys watch American Greed. I mean, I'm kind of an American Greed junkie because it's always the same guys. You know, they do the same thing. They say, Joe, I'm going to get you 28% on your money, guaranteed. No, you're not. You're not going to get that. But because Aunt Becky invested with the slime ball, you know, and you love Aunt Becky, and she would never do anything stupid, so you invest with the same slime ball because, and that's called affinity scamming, all right, where the affinity is that you know the person who is recommending. Okay, like let's say your CPA said, Joe, I've got this great investment for you. I want to take that $500 we got. We're going to put it over here with this guy because he's really sharp and he told me he could really. Because just because you're an accountant doesn't necessarily mean you don't get scammed. Okay, a lot of smart people, okay, got scammed here in the last like 3 or 4 years from a gentleman who seemed to have his act together, who was very well respected in the community, gave a lot of money to charities and all that stuff. Well, guess whose money he was giving to charity? The people he was scamming. So in that, you know, so you got to be very careful. And the people he took were smart, smart people. So in this marketplace, you know, you're going to be tempted. Boy, this market keeps going up. I got that money in my IRA, or I got this money over here, or I just inherited $500,000. I need to put it someplace. And so you have a tendency sometimes to go towards these people who give you way too much of a guarantee. This one guy they were talking about, his name is John Bravada, and I think he's featured on this week's American Greed. Classic case where he had an equity firm, and he would take your money, and he would guarantee a return for you. None of our clients have ever lost money. Now, if you ever hear that, okay, from anybody, say, thank you, I have to go to the bathroom. All right, just get out of there. I mean, it's a total scam. All right, seriously. So you got to be really careful with these guys because what they normally do is they take your money and they buy themselves a yacht and a car and three or four houses and all that kind of stuff. And they send you all these false, you know, statements and all that kind of stuff. So just be aware of that. But the reason I bring it up now is because this real estate market is still pretty hot. And, you know, Case Shiller just came out and said, and I've got news for you. Every scam guy in the world is going to use what this Nobel laureate said about the economy and about the real estate market, that it's going to still go up. So they're going to say, it's not me, Joe. It's Shiller. A Nobel, he says, the market. And Joe, we got just the plan that's going to help you go right up with it. So, you know, be careful of that stuff. And, you know, and the thing about a con man is they can look you right smack in the eye and just lie through their teeth. And they'll hold your hand and look you right. I mean, they'll look you right square in the gold-darn pupils and say, Joe, this is the best. I would make this. I would have my son invest in this property. And we're seeing a lot of that. So, excuse me. So, I'm getting fired up here. But you got to be careful. And I'll tell you what, some of the giveaways or some of the people, you know, that you need to watch out for, if they say they have securities and they're touting securities and they're selling securities, they're registered someplace. You need to find out who they're registered with, usually the Securities and Exchange Commission, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA. These are all places you can look. Don't go by your Aunt Becky. Don't go by your brother, you know, because that's what affinity scammers love. They love to get recommendations by people you love that you respect. And that's their whole scam. All right. The gentleman who ripped off all these really sharp business people who I know and knew many of them, these guys are smart, savvy, you know, small business people. They got scammed. If they can get scammed, you know, folks, believe me, you can get scammed real easy. So just be aware of it. Check it out. You know, talk to, you know, see the documents they're talking about. See the notes they're talking about, the property. I mean, you could have a guy who's doing a flip scam, takes you by, shows you this dump of a property, you know, and then takes you to another beautiful house and says, and this is what's going to look like when we're done. All I need is $50,000 from you. And you're going, wow, this is really cool, right? Well, make sure he owns those properties or owned those properties, you know, because a lot of, you know, there's a lot of scammers. If you go to any seminar where they give you a free dinner, okay, don't bring your checkbook, don't bring your wallet, leave it in your car, because, you know, these guys are the ones that, you know, hey, I gave you dinner, Joe, don't you want to, you know. You know, you feel obligated. And believe me, people do that. He gave me dinner, Mike. I say, oh, good. That's fine. And he took how much from you? Yeah, I took $50,000. That's fine. Not a bad return on your investment. Yeah, expensive dinner. Yes, expensive dinner. Anyway, so I'm kind of fired up about it because I saw this happen during the last downturn in the marketplace back in 2006, 2007. A lot of people got into real estate. Then it was a lot of easy money. Now, here's Trump talking about he's going to totally get rid of, you know, Dodd-Frank, which is the regulatory aspect of lending. A lot of my friends would love to see nothing better than to get rid of Dodd-Frank. But I got news for you. There was a reason I came into play. And, you know, all you got to do is watch The Big Short, guys, and you'll realize, you know, how people really, really got screwed last time at the height of the market, which we are, you know, you kind of wonder if Shiller is saying we've got another 2 years, and if we have the inventory we have now, which is, you know, very minimal, the affordability, you know, for Sonoma County, you know, we're still, when you look at the Bay Area, excuse me, I got a thing in my throat. When you look at the Bay Area, what's that? I'm fired up. When you look at the Bay Area, you know, we are right now at about 26%. That means about 26% of the, you know, folks can actually buy the median priced home. When you look at Solano County, it goes up to 45%. So they're obviously a lot less than we are. Their median home price in Solano County is $392. Like I said, ours is $580. But San Mateo, Joe. San Mateo, the affordability drops down to 15%. That means 15% of the people can afford to buy the median home price. You know why, Joe? Because the median home price in San Mateo, it's $1.3 million. $1.3 million. Okay, San Francisco, 13% can afford because the median home price in San Francisco is $1.35 million. And it keeps going. Napa County, 26%. There's $620 million. Marin County, lovely Marin. 20 minutes away, right? 20 minutes going down 101. Affordability is 20%. The median home price is $1,149,000.
And what's Sonoma County?
Sonoma County, our median home price is, well, our affordability is 26%. Wow. Yeah, so that's like 1 in 4, all right? Then Alameda is, you know, like 22%. So, you know, you just got to be careful. I mean, if you get approached by some of these people, they go, I've got a deal for you. Yeah, be very, very careful. because there's a whole bunch of smart people that can get ripped off. I mean, real smart people. All right, just don't think you're, you know, you may be just, you know, a sharp kind of guy yourself, but be careful because you may think it'd be too smug and get, you know, taken. All right. So that's my shark alert for the day. We'll come back and chat about some more real estate stuff. Give us a call if you want, 636-1350, 636-1350, right back after these words.
This is Steve Jackson, host of The Drive, Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. on 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California. 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home and we'll show you three quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
If you want to take your career in a new direction or engage more in your current job, listen to Career Conversations Fridays at noon on KSRO, hosted by two entrepreneurial women who have done this and more and now want to help you reach your goals. Nicole Smart is the co-owner of Star Staffing, and Sarah Scudder is a sales executive at The Sourcing Group. Brought to you by the Sonoma County Economic Development Board and the Workforce Investment Board, here to help your Sonoma County business. Career Conversations Fridays at noon on KSRO. Listen each Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to noon for Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Garden Talk is hosted by Steve Garner and Gwen Kilcher, who welcome your gardening questions each week. And Good Food Hour is hosted by Chef John Ash and Steve Garner, with delicious insight into cooking, eating, and enjoying good food. It's Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour, Saturday mornings on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Now, here's more with Mike and Allison on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, getting all fired up talking about this scam that, you know, we're seeing more and more of it. And I think as the market goes along, guys, you know, and we, you know, I think 5% for our market is probably too low. You know, we'll see what happens in the summertime. We'll see if there's any substantial volume increase in the inventory. But, you know, if anything, you'll hear first on the Real Estate Hour. But we're tracking it like crazy. It should start coming up. I mean, the numbers we would need to see, I mean, they're talking about new homes and new home communities. There's not anything near what it will take to get the, you know, the market taken care of. So, you know, the resale market is what we really need. The new home marketplace used to be a relative deal relative to the resale market, you know, but it's not. Not anymore, because they paid way too much for this land. So these properties that are coming on the market are not affordable. That was one of the things people were talking about. Well, the new homes, you know, will come on there, they'll be affordable. But they're not. Not when you look at, you know, the medium home price. So that was one of the reasons why, you know, the new home sales for many years were a good deal, because they were either competitive price point wise to the resale market. And a lot of people, unfortunately, when they had resale homes, had to react to those new homes and either lower their price or do some amenities to the house, you know, to bring it up to snuff. Now, the reason a lot of people don't buy new homes is, number one, they want mature landscaping. You know, they like an older neighborhood. They want people that have been around, you know, for a long time. You can see where the lay of the land is. You can see how the neighborhood has gone. So a lot of people really enjoy buying resale properties versus new homes. So right now we're waiting for the new homes to come on. You know, obviously, Roner Park is going to have a bunch of properties coming on down there, but they're not going to be, you know, priced below the residential market, because right now I think we talked about how many houses in Roner Park did we have, Joe? Did I talk about Roner Park? Roner Park, 16 houses on the market right now. So not much down there, all right? So when you have that really constrained inventory, your home prices are going to go up. How much will they go up? We'll have to wait and see. But, I mean, last year, I think when Rick Laws came down and gave a presentation, he actually screwed up the amount he thought the market would go up. He put a much higher number. I think it was 9%, and sure enough, it was 9%. So he thought it was going to be more like 4%. But that's the scarcity of product. You know, that's what drives it, and that's raised the prices. So I'm going to be at an open house today. I want to make sure you guys are aware of that. And it's 1738 St. Anthony. It's kind of between Bennett Valley Road, Farmers Lane, and Brookwood. And it's that built in 2007, those new homes that were built above the fairgrounds there. And this is a great, it's all single level. And we have, you can't believe how many people ask for single level homes. And not only single level, but as Catherine Breithaupt, my friend, says, true single level living. And that usually means that there's a, you know, a master bedroom on the ground floor, and it's a two-story house, but the two stories are down. You know, so the master is up, you know, with the kitchen, all that stuff. Then there's underneath, there's three other bedrooms. But, hey, it's single level if you're living in just the master bedroom. Go figure. But this is actually true single level living. Okay, the lot is nice size. You could do a big garden and everything if you wanted to. But the home, like I said, we have brand new high-low carpeting. Matter of fact, I have booties. Little booties, Joe, you have to wear when you come to the property today. Because me know what, people stomping around brand new carpeting, right? So either take your shoes off or put the booties on.
Really?
Yeah. So we have a booty call. Yeah, I just got to do that. Anyway, so but come by and see me today. I'll be there. And the price is $519,000. It is about just under 1,600 square feet. The lot size is about 6,800 square feet. So really nice, pretty little house. Granite countertops, island kitchen, the vaulted ceilings, plantation shutters throughout, and a whole bunch of great stuff to come take a look at. Master bathroom is pretty nice. Stall shower with a soaking tub, dual vanities, tile, you know, all the good stuff you want to see. So come by. See me today, 1 to 4 o'clock, and I'll be there at 1738 St. Anthony. And also, Eric Oquist may drop by. He's given me some loan scenarios, and Eric is one of our recommended lenders we use here on the show. But he gave me some interesting scenarios. He gave me a 5% down, 20% down, and a 10% down scenario. So if you really wanted to get in by the scare hair of your skinny, you know, chin, a 5% down is about $25,950. Your loan total estimate, and this is pretty much going to be probably going to be some mortgage insurance, but it's right around $3,400 per month. And then if you put down more, obviously 20% down, it's about $2,673. And then if you put down 10%, it's about $3,000. So, you know, when you look at the rents people are paying right now, you know, for a home, you know, buying a single family right now is not a bad deal. It's that kind of weird thing about our economy right now and the way homes are priced, that and the way the rents are too. So we'll see what happens with the rents. I don't know if we're going to, you know, we don't really have a whole bunch of rentals coming on. I mean, the poor county, the city are just trying to figure out what to do to get more housing. Before they were going to have temporary housing, then this one guy, this homeless advocate, came in and said, no, you can't have temporary, you have to have real homes for them, or, you know, this kind of thing. And I don't know where you're going to get the people to build those houses. The county property that the Board of Supervisors is fooling with, that's the old community hospital site, is going to have, you know, hopefully some affordable housing up there. Not enough for the advocates already. So what, you know, they proposed, you know, originally last week is probably going to be modified because there is going to have a whole bunch of people speaking about this property because it's just not somebody's lot. It's the, you know, the county owns this property. So the people that are vested with the county want to make sure that, you know, they get their fair share. So watch out for that. That'll probably be modified. Gallagher builds a good product, but I think he's going to run into kind of a buzzsaw when it comes to the final, you know, kind of vetting of this project. So anyway, so the Allison is, like we said, is in Las Vegas at the Keller Williams family reunion. And that's the thing about Keller Williams, which, you know, we have a certain culture, you know, and we always believe in win-win. The way the culture is set up for KW, it pretty much talks about, you know, having a business worth owning, you know, which is really the way to go, but also a life worth living. And a lot of us, you know, KW agents, they really stress family first, and then business is almost third. Doesn't mean you're going to get less service. It just means that we have priority when it comes to how we conduct our business. So Allison is soaking it all in Las Vegas, and she'll be probably giving us a report next week when she comes back here. So like I said, so come by and see me today at 1738 St. Anthony. Like I said, single level, price is about $519,000, and I will see you then. So come by and say hi to you. I think Eric will be there also. So let's see. What else shall we talk about, Joe?
Warriors won last night.
Warriors won. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant's old territory.
And the ESPN, I don't watch ESPN that much, but they treated that as a mini Super Bowl. and probably, well, that's why I didn't watch ESPN that night. But the game was really never in doubt. There was some chippy. There was some really chippy. But, yeah, it wasn't a very competitive game. It was a typical Warrior game.
Good. We blew them out. Yeah, cool. Yeah, what's that? Okay. Anyway, so we talk about, you know, having money for a down payment. And, you know, there you got to remember, and a lot of millennials think you need a ton of money for, you know, buying a property, but you don't. You know, I mean, you can get in with 3% down. You can get in with zero down if you qualify. So what you need to do is talk to your lender and make sure that, you know, you're getting the best of the qualifications. You know, there's ways that, I remember when we bought our house, my parents loaned us money. Of course, when I bought my house, it was $42,500. So we did a 10 and 10. What's that? The median then? I think the median then was like, God, I think it was like $45,000 or something like that. Anyway, so, but, you know, talk to your parents, you know, if you want to. You know, there's any number of things you can, you know, collateralize, you know, stocks and this kind of thing. So before you give up saying, oh, I need a big down payment, you don't. You need to talk to a lender. So we recommend any number of lenders here on the Real Estate Hour: Eric Oquist, Otto Kobler. You know, we've talked about a bunch of folks here. So check them out and come by and see me today at 1738 St. Anthony. And I'll see you later on today, hopefully between 1 and 4. Price is $519. And then we'll see you next Sunday on the Real Estate Hour. Go Giants. Pitchers and catchers report. Yay.
Play ball.
Play ball. Okay, we'll see you next Sunday on the Real Estate Hour.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Join Mike and Allison every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for and the ones to avoid. Call in and ask your questions direct. And don't forget to check in daily with the Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Then listen to the Kelly Norman Team on the Real Estate Hour Sunday mornings from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on News Talk 1350 KSIRO.